Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we're continuing on in a message of having the mind of Christ. But before we go on, the Lord just spoke to my heart before coming on this broadcast to rebuke the spirit of fear. Now, all of us are tested with fear in many ways, but there were three particular, and there might be more than one person, but one is a concern of your physical health. You're concerned with what the doctor has said, and he is calling for some tests. And of course, you are concerned about what may be going on physically in your body. In another area, it's a work situation, and that you're concerned there's problems with, it's multiplied aspects, problems with coworkers, problems with management. There's a concern whether or not, because of the reorganization going on, you could even lose your position or lose your job. And thirdly, in the area of relationships, you're unsettled, there's some unrest, that things are not as you had hoped they would be. And I'm speaking now of a relationship that could develop into a romantic or marriage situation, but you had very strong and positive thoughts and feelings, but now you're not so certain, and so you're really concerned. And so let's go to prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, there are these, and Lord, maybe more than one, that are dealing with a negative report from the doctor. And Lord, I know what that is like, the suspension, the having to wait, the uncertainty. Father, I bind that spirit of dread in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Our lives, our times are in your hand. I pray for every single individual who's going through a situation like this, and I rebuke the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for peace. I pray for love. I pray for a sound mind. And Lord, I pray that whatever physical condition is operating, Father, we stand on the word together that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. That is your highest desire and best for us. So we claim that in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, in this work situation, Father, you know, it's important. Our source of livelihood, our families, others depend on income, and even just as an individual, Lord, we have a personal responsibility. So, Father, I rebuke the work of the enemy and the assault of uncertainty and fear coming against someone who is in this situation. Lord, I pray that you will lift a standard against the work of the enemy. I pray for divine favor. Lord, if others have to be let go, let their job be preserved. And Father, I pray that they will do excellently, and there will be no cause, either legitimate or totally that is discriminatory, that is not accurate, that is just lies. Father, I just rebuke anything that is going to move them out of that position where you have placed them for this time and for this season. And then also in the area of relationships, Father, I rebuke in Jesus' name, Lord, the sense of being crestfallen, of discouraged, of disappointed, of confused, and worry, and so often, Lord, when we have high anticipation and expectations, it's a very difficult thing to just be able to release things into your hands. And Father, I pray for your perfect will. There's no higher way to pray than your perfect will to be done. I rebuke the work of the enemy in the relationship. I pray for a resolution and a reconciliation and understanding, and that this work of the enemy shall just be glossed over, and there shall be new communication on a deep level. But Lord, if it is of you, Lord, if this is something that you have brought out knowledge and understanding. You don't want it to go any further. I rebuke that, Father, in Jesus' name, the work of the enemy in terms of emotions to hold on. And Father, I lose your perfect will to be done in Jesus' name. And Lord, others who are struggling with fears in all different capacity, Father, I thank you. I speak deliverance from fear and anxiety in Jesus' name. And I release peace right now. Beloved, that's God's will for you. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. And so, Father, I claim that divine peace right now, rebuking every spirit of fear, every negative, dark thing the enemy would bring in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Now, beloved, there's something I need to say as we've been talking about having the mind of Christ and having thoughts of God's word to resist the negativity and the doubt and the confusions and the sense of defeat and failure the enemy would bring. Beloved, it's not a sin for you to experience those thoughts that war against your mind from day to day. It's not a sin to have those negative thoughts, but the sin lies and the failures lie in the destructive process of those unlawful thoughts. When we accept and act on them, they then become a prison or a steel door of imprisonment, if you will, that we, when we accept them, then they've got us. And so don't think that just because you've had negative thoughts that it's a sin. But you could, once you realize what's going on, you can go to the Lord in prayer and refuse those that negative slant on whatever the situation is. Beloved, our thoughts set in motion exactly what we will have in life. When we begin to live in harmony with God's word, we will enter into God's economy of his plan for us. What was that? An abundant life. I've come, Jesus said, that you may have life, and that more abundantly. Satan attacks each of us through our thoughts. And if you were to look back at the times of real battle in your life, of personal anguish and failure and fear and sickness and anger, whatever it might be, it all began with a thought which entered your mind. And we have to acknowledge in our thoughts that the situation existed before it affected us, and our very thoughts set in motion exactly what we will have in life. They either bind us or they free us, the thoughts that we entertain. And we will never be able to live the victorious life until we learn to take that godly responsibility that God has given us to retrain our thoughts. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He had to do that. He was without sin. But surely negative thoughts, disappointments, discouragements came against him. But he did not give in to them. He stood on the word of God. He trusted in the relationship he had with his Father. And so he never sinned. So it's not a sin to experience trial and temptation. Jesus certainly did that so many times in his life, but he was victorious. And as he is, so are we to be in the world in terms of he wants us to experience that same joy of a victorious life. That is what Paul states will happen when we refuse to conform to this world and be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Think of that. We all want God's will, don't we? And sometimes we may not be very clear on what he would exactly have us to do. Let me give you just this little bit of advice. If God is moving upon you in a particular area, something that you think a door that might be open, until you have perfect peace, until you have absolutely no questions, no concerns, don't do anything. When you're in doubt, wait. God is able, he's able to speak to your heart, and then he's able to work in terms of scriptures out of the word, out of using other people, perhaps gifts of the spirit, prophetic word, and through circumstances, he will demonstrate that is indeed what you are to do. And so God wants us to know his will and to lead us. He may not show you, you know, the whole game plan for the next 10 years. He just gives us on a need-to-know basis. And so that scripture we just shared right now, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove. That Greek word for prove here is dokimazo, and it means to allow, to discern, or try. And only when we are renewed in our minds can we fully comprehend the Word of God, bringing to pass in our lives the victory which Jesus has provided for us. We've got to have a renewed mind. We've got to have a born-again spirit, or else we don't understand the things of God. What? The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. And so we have to retrain our thought life if we want to experience God's fullest measure of blessings in our life, both spiritually and otherwise. And, you know, we are, you know, they say children, you know, they can't, their attention span is very limited. I think because of the society in which we are living in, the bombardment of our senses, constant information, constant things to distract with hearing and vision, all sorts of things, it's very difficult to concentrate. Sometimes we find it very difficult to think on one subject for more than a minute or two. Our minds seem to wander here and there on many subjects. So we have to take that step to take control of our thoughts. It might seem difficult at first, but through this spiritual exercise, if you'll be able to think of one individual subject at a time in prayer, then when you've retrained your mind, you'll be able to think on anything you wish to for several minutes. But instead of you having several thoughts or subjects going through your mind all at once, your mind will be spiritually ordered of God, where you can think on a particular subject and then can reach a positive answer or solution that God would have you. It's not confusion. It's not being overwhelmed or overloaded, but God will give peace. And so, Lord, we ask you to grant that to us in Jesus' name. Perhaps we'll have more time to pray on tomorrow's broadcast. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited about following through with what the Word tells us in this area. I invite you to write if you're having difficulties. There's power in agreement. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I will certainly pray and confirm receipt. But if you would like personal ministry and an answer back, please include your mailing address so I can respond. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.